This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. It's time for the 3-4-3. Which is brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. I'm Jason Longshore, Madison Cruz alongside. We got three local stories. We got four headlines. We got three things that make us smile about this game that we talk way too much about and just blow through breaks tonight. But we're going to try to make this one happen in our allotted time slot. Cross your fingers. Three local stories. Number one, Atlanta United 2. They defeated Toronto FC 2-3-1. Fourth win of the season up in Toronto. Patrick Wea, Ryan Carmichael, Rodrigo Neri all got goals. That goal for Carmichael, his first of the year. Really good win for the twos on Friday night, Maddie.
Really needed as well, especially when you've been on this run where the performances have been so solid for the twos. You get a performance like that against Toronto, a really good side. I would argue say one of the best performances we've seen of the twos this season. Mm-hmm. And it's really great, especially heading into Sunday's matchup as well, back at Fifth Third in Kennesaw.
Yep, Sunday, Crown Legacy coming to town, making the trip down I-85, 7:30 kickoff on Sunday. We'll have that coverage for you on the SDH Network. Maddie will be on play-by-play. I'll be on color. You can listen starting at 7 o'clock at our Mixlr channel, or just go to soccerdownhere.net and click listen. That's the easy way. Number two, on the local side, college soccer getting underway this week. The University of Georgia, they are hosting number 8-ranked UCLA on Thursday in Athens. Really big game for the Dogs. And they'll be wearing their new, and I'm really surprised they haven't done this before, their new silver britches kit for the first time in an official match. They wore it in a friendly over the weekend. It's red shirts. It's like silver or gray shorts. It's kind of like the football team where, yeah, it's silver britches, but it's really more gray right now, thanks Nike, and red socks. I mean, you can't really do the shiny silver with shorts as easily as the football team did back in the day, but I don't know. I like the kit combination. What about you?
Oh, I love it. It's one of my favorites, I think, especially heading into this season. It's one of my favorites. I said just the little promo video, I thought it was so retro. It was cool getting to see the flashbacks of the old Georgia football. You got to see them walking out, and then it was Kirby Smart and the whole team walking out. It was really cool. The whole production, I'm excited to see it on Thursday when they face a really good UCLA team.
Now, look, I'm an OG. I would actually like to see silver britches, not gray britches. But I think for shorts, shiny silver would look really, really weird. I like the soccer kits. They look really good. Hopefully Georgia has a big season with Kidani McAlpine leading the Dogs yet again. Number three on the local side, Ian Cameron. He stepped down as manager of South Georgia Tormenta. He'd been there since 2020, won the USL League One title in 2022. Mark McKeever currently serving as the interim manager. I'll be really interested to see what South Georgia Tormenta does with their new managerial hire and I would assume they'll probably do it in the offseason. Let's get into headlines from all over the world. Number one, Copa Libertadores tonight. The round of 16 kicked off. And a lot of Atlanta United connections in the Copa Libertadores round of 16. Mateus Osechu, one of my favorite players. I've talked about him so much on this show and ranted and raved about how people perceive him. Well, he came off the bench for Fortaleza tonight. He got two yellow cards in about 16 minutes and got sent off in their scoreless draw with Vélez. Not usually the kind of game that you expect out of Mr. Osechu, but maybe he's gotten a little nasty in his style down in Brazil. Not sure. Game that just finished, Atlético Nacional and Sao Paulo. Two missed penalties for Edwin Cardona for Atlético Nacional in Colombia. They drew scoreless as well with Sao Paulo. So two scoreless draws. The third game of the night had even more Atlanta United connections. Sao Paulo with Alan Franco, by the way. So Atlanta United connections in all three of these games. Peñarol of Uruguay hosted Racing of Argentina. You had Eric Rometty. You had Tito Villalba for Peñarol. And you have Santiago Sosa for Racing. Peñarol got the home win in that one in Montevideo. That finished 1-0. Rometty has been really good for Peñarol. He started in this one. Sosa has been outstanding for Racing as of late, playing as a center back, playing in the middle of a three center back setup, something we didn't really see him do here in Atlanta. But they'll have to go back to Argentina and try to get something out of the second leg. So only one goal in the three games, but you had all kinds of chaos. The rest of the week, you can watch all these games on BN Sport on Fanatis. Tomorrow night, you've got Cerro Porteño of Paraguay hosting Estudiantes. You have Flamengo, who had a great run in the Club World Cup. They are hosting Internacional, Luis Araujo, another Atlanta United connection. And then Thursday, you've got three games, Botafogo hosting Liga de Quito, Libertad hosting River Plate, and Universitario of Peru hosting Palmeiras. Again, round of 16, the first legs kicking off tonight. Number two, we talk a lot about foreign leagues all over the world, and now they are looking at hosting games in the United States in deeper and deeper ways. The Spanish Football Association has approved the possibility of moving a December game with Barcelona traveling to Villarreal. Not traveling there, both of them traveling to Miami. Is this a good idea? What do you think?
Well, for Barcelona, I don't know. I mean, they're...
That's a whole nother topic.
I feel like we shouldn't get into that. We don't have that much time to even get into.
And this is a road game for Barca, so they have nothing to do with this.
Oh, so then maybe never mind. But I mean, I don't mind it. I think it brings some exposure, especially to the game. It's a different type as well. You know, you go to Miami, especially with the hotbed that's happening down there with soccer. I think it's a good idea. I don't see, but I'm always for having soccer matches all over the States. I love it.
I get that side of it. I would hate it if Atlanta United moved a game to Madrid just to do it.
That's very true.
So like I see both sides of it. Money's always going to talk bigger than we're going to talk.
And yeah, absolutely. Talk, yep.
And that's what this is going to come down to. I hope it is on a limited basis, like we see with the NFL. We'll see.
I agree.
It's going to become a thing, though. It's going to get interesting.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Speaking of Miami, let's go to number three on the headlines. Federico Redondo and Drake Callender on their way out of the club, according to ESPN. Redondo set to join Elche in La Liga on a transfer. Drake Callender headed in a trade to Charlotte, which is really
wild.
I don't get that one at all, with Christian Colina being one of the best goalkeepers in the league.
Wild.
But you look on the Miami side of this, Redondo, his playing time is gone with Rodrigo De Paul in the team now. And Callender has been on the outside looking in all year with Ustari there. So I get moving them. I'm just surprised about Callender to Charlotte. Let's wait and have takes on that later, because maybe there's more to it. Maybe there's more coming. I don't know. Number four, another goalkeeper on the move, and maybe a little bit of a surprise. Gianluigi Donnarumma leaving PSG. He's been excluded from the Super Cup squad, where PSG will play Tottenham Hotspur tomorrow, the Europa League winner against the Champions League winner. Luis Enrique said straight up, it's a technical decision. He wants a different kind of goalkeeper. They went out and they signed Lucas Chevalier from fellow League One club. So you're adding Chevalier, who's maybe a little more technical, a little bit more, can play with his feet, can do those things. That's not necessarily Donnarumma's strength. Luis Enrique said all kinds of great things about Donnarumma. Now, he's been linked with possibly Manchester City. Manchester United has talked about goalkeepers. That's another one that could come in and maybe change the pecking order in the Premier League. One of the top goalkeepers in the world is now suddenly available.
That one, listen, if Man United ends up picking Donnarumma, your take on Man United being ahead of Newcastle is going to really skyrocket for me as well.
They might go get Donnarumma, and they might go get Carlos Baleba from Brighton. Both of the Manchester clubs are bidding for him. That could be $140 million. So, yeah, it could get really interesting in the last 2.5 weeks or so of the silly season in Europe. All right, let's finish on a high note. Three things that make us smile about the game. Number one for me, we talked about it in the first segment. Seeing Steven Alzate, seeing Juan Bettercall on the field making their debuts, two guys that I think add a lot to Atlanta United and make this team better. Maybe it doesn't show in the standings this year, but I think it's going to be a massive help to build around for 2026. What about you? What's something that makes you smile about the game?
Oh, mine is also MLS related, but mine has to go all the way on the west side. As well, talking about LAFC and their newest signing, Son Heung-min, made his debut for LAFC last weekend as well. Come in and drew a penalty as well. A lot of people I know were a little upset that maybe he didn't take it, but I you know, you give it to Bwanga. You have to give it to Bwanga there. And I'm really excited to see Sonny really, really show up in this league. I personally think it's going to be arguably one of the best signings behind Lionel Messi coming to the league. I completely and firmly believe that. He is such a good player. I loved him with Tottenham Hotspurs. I'm really excited to see him with LAFC. And listen, it's going to be an interesting one, especially when Atlanta United heads over there in the next couple of weeks to face them.
Yeah, I think he's going to energize the Korean fan base that hasn't ever really been energized in
Absolutely.
This league before. And it's going to be massive. Mm-hmm. I've said I hope Korea gets drawn to come to Atlanta for the World Cup next year because of what that will look like and what it will feel like with a fan base that we haven't really seen in this country and those kind of numbers. Son coming to MLS is going to be huge. Number three for me, another player in an MLS club, somebody you probably don't know yet, Santiago Pita, U18 player with Atlanta United. We've seen him in the academy. He made his first start at the professional level over the weekend in that Atlanta United 2 win in Toronto. He was in training today with the first team. He's the kind of player that I just love. He is audacious. He is just a ridiculous guy in 1v1s. There was never a dribble that he said no to. And even today, just watching him in training and seeing in this attacking session, not backing off. He's 1v1 against starters in the first team. He doesn't care. He's getting a shot off. I love to see that. He's such a talented player. He's just the kind of player that makes me smile when he tries to dribble past you with some ridiculous move. It's the kind of soccer I love. Hopefully Santiago Pita can be somebody that you get to see in the bends down the line. That's going to do it for us. We will be back on air in a soccer capacity on Saturday night, 8:30 for the Five Stripes Countdown with Madison Cruz and with Nick Alifi. Kickoff at 9:40 from Commerce City, Colorado, Colorado Rapids, Atlanta United, and then post-game show after that. It will be Five Stripes After Dark. It will be chaotic. Jarrett Smith will be on a microphone at some point. It will be absurd. Hopefully you can join us for that on Saturday. But have a good rest of your evening, everybody. Adios.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.